Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Welcome to episode number 154 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and Sean Orford. You done typing?
Yeah, I'm there now.
Last few little notes for
I'm being perfect.
Crib sheet. Yeah. Stop trying to make the perfect list of show notes, Sean. You just won't do it.
Well, the trouble is when you are perfect, you can't get any better, you see. So.
Yeah, little couple of hints there as to what we're talking about this week, which is perfectionism and why you should pretty much give up on it and set yourself free. Lots of show notes and links for this one, as ever. liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. Head on over there and find it. And there's also a blog post, or there will be a blog post online.
It's almost done.
Oh, really? I can't wait to read it. Is it perfect? No spelling mistakes?
Absolutely perfect. And if there are any spelling mistakes, they were intended.
Okay, of course, as ever. It's like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. What does he say? A wizard is never late. Frodo Baggins, he arrives precisely when he means to.
Exactly, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good quote. check out the website. There's obviously, well, not obviously, there is every previous episode of this podcast available through the website for free. Not bad, that, is it? Maybe we should start charging. I didn't know, actually, there's a podcast called the WTF Podcast. There's a comedian that does it. And I think he has his previous 20 shows are free. And then if you want to go in the archive, you've got to pay. What do you think? What do you think, guys? Should we do it? No, I can hear them
shouting.
Yeah. I don't know. Just thinking out loud there. I should probably do that somewhere else. But yeah, check out the website. Actually, we're not low on ideas. We never are we, you and I, Sean? But
no.
We do encourage listeners to send us an email at podcast@liveinthepresent.co.uk. If there's something you'd like us to discuss, maybe something new, maybe something we haven't talked about in ages.
Yep.
Just drop us a line and, yeah, we can either mention your name, we don't have to, we'll give you a shout-out.
Tonight's topic comes from someone who chooses to remain anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Someone did ask us to talk about this.
Okay, that's what we like to do, isn't it? And one other thing as well, I haven't actually checked in a while, but I should be giving out more calls for iTunes reviews. If you could leave us a review on our iTunes listing,
that
would be magic, because it helps bump us up the rankings and it massages our ego as if they need any massaging. And we'll read them out as well, won't we?
We will indeed.
Good, bad or ugly. And it's feedback we take on board, of course.
Yep.
What have you been up to, Sean? Our tricks?
I'm doing the attic. So I am the man who is decorating.
Must be about a week to go now, nearly getting there, hey?
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
I've got the champagne on ice.
So is it all plastered up on all the... Or is it
the
eaves and all that?
It's sexy.
Yeah. And it's, what are you going to have on the floor yet? Have you sorted? Is it going to be carpeted?
It's a floor. It's got soundproofing underneath it. And then it's got a wooden, like a laminate floor.
Brilliant.
And that's so that the chairs can wheel across the floor. Carpet's no good because they get stuck. So.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Can't wait to see it. I've had a busy week with work and what have you. Emails have been pinging around. I'm also pretty excited because I'm a big Radiohead fan. And they've just put out a new record. Their 9th studio album. And it's pretty beautiful. I'm kind of a bit of a Radiohead freak, obsessive. But I can't figure out how they can stay good for so long. Because I guess most bands in rock, they kind of do a couple of albums and they like peak really hard, like they're amazing, and then they'll just kind of drift away. Whereas, like Radiohead, and I guess artists like David Bowie,
they're kind of there forever.
They're just always there, and I think it's probably got something to do with they're always searching for new things and new ideas, and they're artists in like a really pure sense.
Yeah, but the issue about they are very talented people. And that's a big thing that you know that they are. Being able to express things in a way that's meaningful.
Yeah, they're just amazing. So check out the album. You might not be what you're into, but appreciate the genius if you can.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get on with the show? So we're talking about perfectionism and why.
Can I read you my paragraph?
Please do.
This is the beginning of the blog. And it's something that I saw the other day, but I was inspired to read it, write it down by the listener who was talking to me about it. But I've written down here, I was walking down the road looking at the people coming towards me, and I was surprised by the amount of women who were obviously Botox and have fillers, creating that kind of trout pout look. And to me, they look ugly and disfigured, but I realised that to them, they were on the path to creating what they see as the perfect version of themselves. As I think about it, and this striving for the perfect body, it must be that they assume that their bodies are actually imperfect to begin with. And that begins to worry me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Discuss.
Well, the issue is that there's lots of us on the planet, and each of us looks amazingly amazing as an individual. It's us that puts this value on it. And how much of it, in our previous episode, we were talking about the routines and habits that people create. But,
yep.
the idea that collectively we develop this idea that we should all look in a certain way. And the idea of having people that are so Botox that they look like they've been scared to death because their eyes are so wide open and their forehead doesn't move.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the matter with being who we are? Yeah, I get if someone is disfigured in an awful way and is born, you know, with a cleft palate or something like that, and they need that kind of reconstructive surgery. I get that.
Yeah,
that's okay. But the idea that we need this kind of push you, pull me, lift me, freeze me, kind of stuff, it bothers me quite a lot.
I guess we kind of all need to take responsibility for that. It's not just the person that's having the work done. You know, they're doing it not just for themselves. They're doing it for the wider world. Whether it be one particular person or just you in general, they walked past you and you saw them, so they were obviously, maybe they were doing it for you as well, even though they didn't know you at all. So I think we do all need to take responsibility for it a little bit, don't we?
There are issues that I'm not being naive about. I mean, when people dress and put their clothes on, they put their clothes on in a way that expresses who they are and how they'd like to be seen.
Yeah.
And maybe their clothes accentuate their bum or their boobs or their muscles or whatever it is. I guess that's true when you go to the orthodontist when you're a kid and they straighten your teeth.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, those issues about how do we manipulate our bodies around are quite real from word one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The issue about people lasering their eyes now. Rather than wearing glasses, makes kind of sense for lots of people, unless it goes wrong. You can take your glasses off and get the lenses changed, but you can't take your eyeballs out and get your eyeballs changed.
Not yet.
You know, you will. But I don't know. I mean, I'm aware of the people that have perfectionist tendencies and need themselves or the world around them to be perfect live under phenomenal levels of stress and anxiety. The person that asked us to look at this today said to me, "Don't want you to identify me, but you're quite welcome to kind of use my story." And her story is about how her mother has always needed her to be perfect, and her mother has effectively lived her life through her.
Wow.
So, and the perfection for the mother is in the daughter doing the orchards and musts that the mother wants. So the daughter has had to play out this perfectionist situation for so long that in many ways she started to become angry as a young woman. She started to become angry with the fact that her life has been controlled and stunted by her need to be perfect for her mother.
Blimey.
Yeah. Which is quite a toughie. But if I look at people, the amount of people that I've worked with who are anorexic in a medical sense, many of them have become anorexic either through starvation or through exercise in searching for what they perceive to be the perfect body.
Yeah.
And that's a perfectionist issue.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really been the food that's been the thing that needed fixing in the first place. Like, I guess with people that think they need plastic surgery, they're barking up the wrong tree a little bit. So what you're getting at.
When you get people that are body dysmorphic and they want to, you know, lose a leg or something because the leg offends them.
Yeah.
And there are some doctors who will sign the form so someone can do that on a psychological basis. That they would say that they need to do this for their psychological well-being.
Wow.
Which can be a bit scary. But one of the things, and I'm sure that some people would react against this statement that I'm about to make, but I've worked over the years with quite a few transsexuals, both women becoming men and men becoming women, and I've never been sure whether the amount of energy and therapy that was put into the issues of change and people coming to terms with what they saw as their imperfect being would have been more appropriately directed at working on the idea of them coming to terms with who they are rather than needing to change who they are.
Okay, yeah, it's a tough one, right?
Yeah, and in a world where we can do things, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right thing to do just because we can. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I realise that may be difficult for some people. They might not agree with that, and that's okay.
It's fine.
But the idea of us learning to accept who we are with joy and happiness and to celebrate each other for who we are rather than expecting everybody to be a perfect person.
Online every now and again you see some kind of like campaigns for women to show a photo of themselves without makeup. Don't you? And you see it kind of spreading amongst pals, and oh yeah, and don't you look beautiful and all that. And but we talked about routines and habit last week. Now, you know, I wonder about the habit and the routine that most women and some men go through every morning, spending half an hour
putting their face on.
Yeah, it's just a routine or habit.
Yeah.
And you know, I see obviously Beth in both lights, and I think I actually prefer her without makeup because she looks more like Bethan. I mean, she looks gorgeous with the makeup as well, but without, it's kind of like, oh, it's B. That's, you know,
yeah,
that's the person I married, really.
Yeah, yeah. Is the person that we're in love with what's on the outside or what's on the inside? You know, maybe it's both.
Do you think we're born perfect and we get steadily worse?
But because perfect's in the eye of the beholder, in one society where to be what we would call as fat is seen as a good thing because it demonstrates your wealth and your position.
Yeah.
And if you were slim, like people drive to be in our society, that would be seen as not good and, you know, not attractive in that society. It's a bit like in cultures where people don't wear clothes that have got a waist in them, clothes that hang down, like more like kind of kaftans or robes, the issue about bellies and bums doesn't figure because they're not on display.
Because they're not on show with a spray-on T-shirts and spray-on tights that everyone's wearing now.
Yeah.
I don't wear spray-on tights. Well, I don't wear tights at all, but, you know, I could. Big deal.
You wear tights when you're doing a bank robbery.
Yeah. Getting on to kind of our relationship with perfection at work, I have quite an interesting relationship with that because I'm a creative, I'm a designer. So, but I have to draw a line somewhere in terms of time, and I'll have a deadline for a project. So I'm quite kind of pragmatic in the sense that I don't chase perfection at all in design when I'm doing a leaflet or a website. I'll almost settle for not just good enough, but I'll settle for somewhere between good enough and perfect. And it might even change based on the client's perception of what is amazing and what's average, because I'll just, part of me will want to keep them happy as well, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes good enough is okay, isn't it?
When I did my master's degree, the issue was it was a pass or fail. There were no grades in it. It was you either pass or you didn't. You had to do exams at the end of it. You did your research project, and there were the end of degree exams, I suppose. So like 3-hour exams, and I'm doing this exam and I've rattled it off. It's a 3-hour sitting and I've done it. It's an hour and a half, and I look back through it and I think, no, I've answered everything as clearly as they need it to be answered. And all around me are these people that are kind of busily writing all this stuff. And in the end, I thought, no, this is crazy. I've done what I need to do. So I got up and went to the refectory and had a cup of coffee and passed the exam. And the people that were there trying to get those examination papers absolutely perfect got the same qualification that I did.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they were right or I was wrong. I could certainly say that they were quite stressed and I wasn't. That's true. But it's like, who are we trying to get it right for? Maybe those people doing the exam, because there was no gradings, were trying to get it right for themselves.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're at Oxford and you need to get a first, you've got to get a first. And a 2-1 just isn't good enough. You know. And if you get a 2-1, it's a failure.
Yeah. I was quite like uni. I mean, I got a 2-1. Somehow I put kind of reasonable amount of effort in, enjoyed the work I did, enjoyed hanging out with my buddies as well, but I always kind of knew at the end that I think what I did realise, because I'd learned from an early age at secondary school that there wasn't that much point in, well, I wasn't going to ever be like, I wasn't extremely academic, so I was never going to be like a nuclear physicist or anything, so I was just kind of happy enjoying the time at school and having fun with pals. I did fine, you know, I got my GCSEs and my A-levels, and then I got 2-1 at uni, but I never really, really pushed myself. Mm. I guess we don't know the flip side of where I would have ended up, I guess, but...
Yeah, I suppose the issue is, are you happy?
But we do have a society which is kind of a bit obsessed with perfection, and, you know, from a government point of view, we've had the recent SATs tests issue with primary school kids that are...
But my bit with that is that, okay, we do a SATs test and an amount of kids are going to be confirmed in their perfection academically.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be a lot of kids that are confirmed in just how imperfect they are as far as the system is concerned.
Uh-huh.
And one of the problems with examinations generally is that they tend to have that kind of effect.
Mm.
Yeah, and how much about our examining ourselves and other people is about enhancing people's well-being as opposed to confirming how they don't actually measure up to what we want.
Yeah, yeah. The Ken Robinson TED Talk, which is the most popular TED Talk ever, is about why schools are killing creativity, and he talks about how we're kind of still training our kids to kind of go into this part of the workforce, this kind of industrial workforce, which in 20, 30 years is going to be non-existent anyway, with kind of automation and technology and... Well, assuming we haven't blown ourselves up or anything crazy like that. Or we're not all drowning in the melt water from glaciers and all that stuff. But yeah, no, I think as a society, we don't really know what we want, do we? There's no clear direction in terms of where we want to be. And I think, you know, for my kids, I just want them to be happy or just to be kind of enjoying what they do, not stressed. I mean, there's a certain amount of stress required, I guess, to kind of get things done in life.
But if I look at the people that I work with from a psychotherapeutic point of view, the amount of people that suffer from depression because they're ruminating on their unresolved past failures, their perceived failures, and the amount of people that are anxious because they're projecting forward with fear into the things that they're convinced they're not going to be able to do next and they're not going to be able to get it. So they get kind of social phobias. And when you get people that have that level of perfectionism, either they work themselves absolutely crazy to the point where they crack, or they get some issue where they have to withdraw so that they become procrastinators because they don't want to get involved in the game because of the issue of they're not going to get it perfect, so why do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, a lot of the perfectionist tendencies that are driven by social... media and by the news media generally do a great disfavour to so many of us.
Yeah, well, you mentioned social media there, and you know, we'll all have instances of friends that, or people, acquaintances we know online who show off this perfect side of them online, and because we know them reasonably well, in reality we may know that it's not all as good as it looks, and they're doing not only a disservice to themselves and kind of, by kind of not projecting the reality, but I guess they're kind of harming other people or the readers of these posts as well, because everyone's looking at this, or not everyone, but some certain people, an individual may see it and think, you know, be really down in the dumps about, oh, my life isn't...
I'm not like that.
Yeah, I haven't got that car, or I'm not going on that holiday, or I can't afford to do this, that, or the other.
Mm.
So it's kind of double whammy, isn't it?
Yeah. You've put down on the notes here 10 reasons to boycott perfection.
Yeah, this is from quite a good blog post I found, actually, why you should boycott perfection. So do you want to read some of them out? Because they're quite pretty funny, these 10 reasons, actually. It
says, perfect people are boring, is number one. And I guess that's because they get fixed on trying to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They miss out on a lot of fun, perfect people, don't they?
So the next one on the list is perfect people are tired. Is that because they expend so much energy trying to get it right?
I guess so.
They're then exhausted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's, again, that's not something most people will see. It's only if you really know the person, you can tell.
Yeah.
What's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Mm. Anxiety-ridden?
Perfect people are anxiety-ridden. But that's the issue of projecting forward into the future and being worried about what happens next all the time. Yeah. And can they do it? Am I going to be good enough?
Perfect people are passionless. What do you make of that one?
I'm not so sure about that. I think that the people that have perfectionism...
Are they passionate about themselves?
Well, they could be. They're certainly passionate about the thing that they need to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, perfect people are obsessive.
Yeah, that goes, doesn't it? And
tick.
And I get the extreme of that is obsessive compulsive disorder, where you can't let it go. It's got to be perfect, perfect, perfect.
And perfect people are not spontaneous.
They're
not open to ideas all the time, or not open to new experiences, perhaps.
But it's a bit like when we were talking last week about the idea of routines and habits. It doesn't preclude spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be spontaneous and be these things as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect people are too precise to be forgiving. That's an interesting one.
Well, there's that black and white thinking, which is a perfectionist tendency. You know, if you get 89 or 99%, it's not 100, is it? You know, you didn't actually make it. And people that are a bit perfectionist can draw lines. You know, if you cross the line, you've had it.
Well, this relates to
make the line.
Our listener, who's, I guess that's a direct one for the mother to deal with, because,
it has got to be perfect in certain ways.
Yeah, and there's that, or else. Yeah. Mm. Perfect people are too exhausted to be grateful.
I don't know about that one. When do you think about that?
I'm not sure exactly what that one meant. I like that. It's a nice line. I need to think further on that one.
Too exhausted to be grateful. I guess if you're tired because you're anxiety ridden, you can be. I guess
they're so busy chasing perfection, and as we've just, they're tired. Yeah, like we've said that. Yeah, they're not living in the present, and they're not really.
Or maybe the issue that is behind that is that they're too exhausted because it's never good enough.
Mm.
You know, whatever you've done for them,
it's always on to the next thing. Yeah, it's never living in the present, eh?
Yeah.
Perfect people are not good with change. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Yeah.
And last one, perfect people are not perfect.
And that's their problem, isn't it? And I feel so sorry for people who are driven by that perfectionist tendency.
Yeah.
Because it is such hard work. If you can't accept yourself the way that you are, and certainly the person who's asked us to do this is somebody who is driven by the issues of being perfect, because it's been instilled, the habit has been instilled in her by the mother, and the mother will be on the phone several times a day to check, is she doing and how she doing, and she's a great woman now, and it's like, but the mother's still living her life through the need for the child to be perfect,
right?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Some work to be done there, eh?
Yeah,
it goes on this blog post, which of course will be in the show notes, and highlights 6 places where you can boycott perfection, which I thought was pretty cool. First one being art, and in writing or photography, anything where you've been creative, perfection will slow you down or even stop you from sharing your work. So that for me, there comes a point where I need to kind of draw a line and show that first version of a brochure or whatever, or a website.
I used to find that when I was, certainly when you write books and you give the book to the first person for the first time to read, you know, the manuscript.
Yeah.
But also when I was writing a lot of music, and you've written a song or an album or something, and the first time that's heard by other people is a bit of a cringing moment, waiting to see what the...
I know. Sometimes I have to show things off, with the person next to me for the first time. I hate doing that. But I'm kind of long in the tooth enough to kind of take stuff on the chin and all that stuff. And ultimately, I'm quite good at it, I guess, because I just know that I need to get out the door and done.
Yeah.
Invoiced, I guess. Yeah. You know. Number two, your body. Nothing you do will give you a perfect body until you learn to love what you have. That's what you alluded to earlier on, eh?
Yeah.
So it's all right to do things, I assume, to stay in decent shape and decent trim, but
yeah,
it's good enough versus perfect, isn't it?
And it's the key is in that word perfection, isn't it? If you're doing something to make yourself more comfortable, I mean, some people need to have their boobs reduced because it's straining their back, you know, which is very different to doing it for a cosmetic reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
That leads on to the diet one as well. You might be eating lean for the perfect body, so now that you've given up that dream, eat to nourish, for pleasure.
Eat a cream cake.
Yeah. Pay attention to what you eat, but boycott perfection in food. Yeah, I mean, that's everywhere you look now online, there's the next fad diet and this, that, and the other.
Better what you fancy does you good.
Yeah. Well said, Sean.
I wonder how many good ideas are still dust covered on people's shelves.
I know.
Because they've never had the, I don't know, the grit, the gut to get it out and try it.
Yeah, that's right.
For fear that other people would see it as being imperfect, or see them as being imperfect.
Yeah, blimey, man. Imagine what's out there, flipping egg.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool. And then there's a parenting one, which I can relate to. Attempting to parent perfectly screws the kids up. Which, yeah, I see so much stuff kind of parenting-wise. Because I'm at the age where a lot of people I know on Facebook are all putting kiddies pictures and advice and all this, that, and other. And don't do this. This is the new advice. So much advice. Like, just ignore it and just let them have some fun. And
There was a guy, Dr. Spock, who a whole generation of kids was brought up on his methods, and later on he actually wrote that he got it wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Which wasn't too good.
Well, there's plenty of stuff from my mum and mother-in-law was the done thing for, you know, babies and toddlers when they were...
Damn good thrashing, never did me any harm.
We used to drive 200 miles with you in your in a cot on the back seat, not even strapped in.
But they probably weren't seatbelts either, were they?
Yeah, no airbags or anything like that, man. Flipping heck. So I made it this far, I guess.
What about just a little bit here from ways to make yourself happy when you've got this perfectionist issues going on for you? So the first one would be, rather than worrying about everybody else thinks about what you want and what you need, commit yourself to doing one nice thing for yourself every day for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without censoring it with all shoulds or musts.
Cool.
Yeah. If you want to be happy without being perfectionist, listen to your inner self. Stop worrying about other people. Listen to your inner self. And when you get things wrong and you are imperfect, forgive yourself for what you get wrong. Pick yourself up, touch yourself down, do it again. Yeah? Accept yourself as you are right now. Now, that's my thing about you go to the mirror, you look at yourself in the mirror, you go, who loves your baby, and you start to tune into who you are without worrying about what other people might think you are or whether you're fat or thin or tall or shorter than anybody else. You know, that you are you. And that's good enough to be. Eliminate the toxins in your life, and that means like people and food and that kind of stuff as well.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's like eliminate the things that don't serve you well, that are bad.
Cool.
Prioritize your health, because if you feel healthy, you feel good, you've got more self-esteem. That's true. Stop skipping meals, which is one of the things that I have about people that are on this kind of losing weight stuff all the time. Yes, you need kind of a decent eating regime. You need to eat healthily. But you need to be able to allow yourself to fuel your system, you know, to get healthy, to feel good. It's all that kind of stuff. It goes together.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
And the last one is breathe. Actually stop and take a breath. Calm down.
Mm.
Do a bit of mindfulness.
Okay.
Relax.
Yeah. I need a bit of that at the moment. Got lots going on through my head. Got meetings tomorrow. Blimey, blimey, blimey.
You should be doing one moment meditation with Marty Borison. Yeah.
Remind me to stick that in the show notes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right. Well done.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is that the perfect podcast or what?
I don't do anything other than perfect. being a perfect person.
We did it in one take. Oh, no, we had a little break, but that was only because the computer fell over or...
Because the computer was imperfect.
It was, yeah. Computer says no. What's your resource of the week, John?
I've just written down coaching. Because if you're in a situation where you're suffering from perfectionism and it's starting to interfere with your life and your happiness...
Just quickly, though. Are people listening to this... do people even realise they're trying to be too perfect? Are we preaching to the converted here that are listening?
There are lots of people that I see that will say, I've got OCD, I'm a bit OCD about this,
okay.
I know I've got perfectionist tendencies, that kind of stuff. Very often people know it.
Yeah. Is it subtle enough to send the person that you think is too perfect this podcast episode? Have a listen to this.
That could
you?
Be the perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
But the idea, if you go to a coach gives you, as opposed to therapy, if you go to coaching, so you can start to look at different options and angles and coach your way through that process. Yeah.
Okay, cool. My resource is a YouTube video, short one this time actually, by Chase Reeves, who runs Fizzle. Where's my little notes? Oh yeah, and it's three reasons why hustling is hurting you. And it is kind of related to kind of this chase for perfection in business, in the sense that most of the business books you read will be out working hard and hustling and getting out there and doing so much and really putting maximum effort in all the time. And Chase, quite rightly, I think, goes through some really interesting points about why it's damaging you working that hard, and you don't need to, and you just need to slow down, breathe a little bit,
yeah,
and take your time, because it's not impossible to be an overnight success, but...
As Bob Proctor would say, calm down and speed up.
So yeah, really cool little video. There's some other good ones on the channel, which I would thoroughly recommend you have a look at. That's it for this week. We haven't decided what is on next week. If you want to email us at podcast@liveinthepresent.co.uk with some suggestions, we might have time to squeeze it in, or we will in the future for sure. In the meantime, liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. And if you could share this episode or any previous episode with a friend that you think may be interested or needs a quiet word in their ear, let us do it.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Oh, hey, look.
Oh, yeah.
Streaks has just come up with reminding me to do my neti. I haven't done my neti today.
Is that the nose thing?
Right, the water, watering.
Is that your
nose?
Your teapot through the nose?
Neti, that's right. Yeah. Salt water.
You do that every day now?
I do it sort of 2-3 times a week. The Streaks reminds me too.
Good old Streaks app. Very good. Alright, Sean, you have a good week.
And you take care.
See you soon, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.